Blog Talk Radio.
A nation of business, and to bring us together, there is the airline of business. Throughout the U.S. and 13 foreign lands, the airline trusted by business travelers for a half century and more. United Airlines, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly sky.
Morning, I wake up, I eat Captain Crunch. Eat the same thing for dinner and the same for lunch. They call it Captain Crunch, but I can't tell, cause every time I eat it, it's soggy as hell. One particular morning after washing my bowl, threw on my TaylorMade sweatsuit and all my gold, put on my Adidas sneakers called Boulevards. I got my only transportation, my Transpass card. Went downstairs and I kicked the cat. I leave him alone if he caught some rats. Me and the cat, we don't get along, because I used to have a hamster and now he's gone. Well, anyway, back to the day, I had to get myself together and be on my way. Had to rub it upstairs to get my keys, cause I could see me down the night saying, let me in please. I got my keys, now that was it. Went back downstairs, now this is serious shit. The goddamn cat was on the kitchen stove. I crawled on the floor in my nice clean clothes. I swung at the cat, tried to break his jaw, but he was too fast and scratchy with his paw. The itty bitty kitty cat hurt my pride. So I took the itty bitty cat outside, started spinning around, thought what's the use? Then I threw the fucking cat on a goddamn roof. Little Jack Horner sat down in a corner, writing on the wall. Slapped him in the back of his head and said, you have no sense at all. He fell to the floor and picked himself up. She said, get out. He said, what the fuck? I'm 18 now. I'm almost grown. I think it's about time for me to be on my own. He got a D-Lot sneaks to Giorgio Cologne. Rust-Oleum paint and commenced to leave home. Despite of the fact that he was a tad needy, it took up a life of writing graffiti. On the sidewall of Al's kitchen, on the BF bar and grill. He even put murders in D.C. Yes, he did it on Capitol Hill. Now he's up in the big league, serving his time for that. Getting screwed in the butt every day and a weekend. You know something wrong with that? Discombobulator, boobulator. Discombobulator, boobulator. Discombobulator, boobulator. Discombobulator, boobulator. Chinese food can be real swell if you can go into the place and stand the smell. Everything you buy smells exactly the same. They just switch it around and change the name. Beef Yap Chow Mein and Egg Foo Young. They call it Chop Suey, but it's Chop Dog Tongue. The sodas taste like shrimp fried rice, and the candy bars are cold as ice. They sell everything from Snickers to hers. When they kill a cat, what do they do with the furs? Chinese food scares the mess out of me, but it really doesn't matter when I get hungry. About 1 o'clock, I had a stomach ache, so I went up on the ad to get a pepper steak. Didn't feel like being rude, so I ordered nice. He acted like he didn't hear me, so I ordered twice. He said $3.49. I reached for my money. I thought to myself, this chick talks funny. Do you want a soda? With your order? The Chinese sound like a broken tape recorder. I said, that's okay, cause I'm on a diet. And the soda from here, you know I won't buy it. He got mad as hell, started turning red. I couldn't understand a word he said. He said, I'm sorry, talking too fast, I'll break this glass and kick your damn ass. I'm telling you, won't do nothing to me, cause I was a teacher, I'm somebody Bruce Lee. That Bruce Lee stuff doesn't really mean nothing. Jesus just be underground in a damn coffin. You Oriental brothers think you're artists for proof. I pull my body five out and shoot the mess out of you. See, right about then he started talking bull crap. With my Chinese style, I can stop a damn bullet. So I reached so my drawers put out my 45. That's when the whole Chinese joint came alive. He said, oh Mike, but I apologize. Tears were running from the Chinese eyes. I said, look, you chink, your damn food stink. You can talk some shit to me cause I want nothing to drink. Give my pepper steak to somebody else because a grown damn man shouldn't mess on himself. But you know, quit the ultimate. He said, master flash the show. And it's gonna be a way that I can rock. And I can tell the people how to take it to the top. See, side to side and back to back with two MCs. Young Gifted and Black, he is the DJ, but he raps too. And all you suckin' MCs, you know you're through. I say,
Hello, hello, hello out there. It is I, the coach. It's Coach's Corner. Broadcasting on air now. Live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So situation I went through. And it correlates with what I want to talk about, which is mental health issues in the Black community. Okay, so let's start with my roller coaster ride. I went from Sunday, row 6, in Raven Stadium, watching my Rams play, downtown hotel. Great food, great atmosphere, great everything. And we won. So I come back home, minding my business with my children, let my children in the house, normal stuff I normally do. My children in the house walk in my door. I come back outside, my car is stolen. Right. So where I'm going with this is, can you imagine the dichotomy of my mindset as my car, I go outside, my car is gone. So my first instinct, which is impulsive, which normally happens, go get my gun and find somebody to shoot them. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing because I'm mad. But I didn't do that. I'm older, more wiser. I literally had this thing called Uconnect on my phone. Popped it in. My car was returned to me in 15 minutes. Cooler heads prevailed in that situation. I'm not mad, but I'm a little perturbed that these type things are going on in Philadelphia, whereas though people are stealing cars. And an alarming rate, which has to have something to do with some type of mental health issues. So if you don't think that this is real, you got to look at the things that will cause mental anguish amongst us. Poverty, incest, lack of education, lack of understanding, poor problem resolution, drugs, drug dealers, relationship issues with your significant other. These all cause mental problems that we, as a Black community, are not addressing for some reason. We have mental issues. And so the problem to me is, why is we talk about everything else, but we're not talking about that aspect of things, that the reason why we are in such a frenzy and in a bad situation in the world, because we're mentally sick. And there are things that are put in place with the systematic racism and the systematic keep us, you know, keep their neck on, you know, they're putting on that, that creates your mental issues to stay where they are or intensify. You can't wake up in the morning, first thing you do, yeah, let me get on the gram, 4:30 in the morning, to see stupidity. It's funny to laugh at somebody's balls. It's fun. Everything's funny. You got a bunch of jokes. And it don't be funny. It'd be pathetic. You wake up with a woman twerking. These are the things that you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll see come through your Instagram feed. You wake up with somebody showing somebody getting shot. You wake up with somebody twerking. You wake up with somebody saying something negative about somebody else. Wake up with somebody arguing about venting their whole life on Instagram. Fraud on Instagram. Hey, look at me. I'm doing this. Hey, look at me. I'm doing this. Hey, look at me, everybody. I'm over here doing this. So, if you're sick mentally, how does that help you? Some people are envious, jealous, and cold-hearted. Wake up. Oh, I'm mad at that person. They in Belize. Oh, I'm mad at that person. They got nice clothes on. I'm going to do something to somebody that they get me something. Instead of thinking logically, how about get a job? So I'll be productive. But those aren't things that are put in place for us right now. Negativity wins. We got a call in, too.
Hello, good evening. Derek, this is Ms. Genesis of Morris Kemp. I'm also a host here on ONE, the network. And I love the content that you are bringing to the foreground tonight, because the mental health issues are real, not just in the Black community, but in the community as a whole. And I do have a question / super thought. So it says, why do we as African Americans feel the need to not talk about these mental health issues? That's the first question. And is it because of the negative stigmas or system labels and oppression that cause us to internalize it? Or maybe even religion has a role to play, because some people, depending on how you are raised, they feel like, you know, certain people don't deal with the mental health, and if you just take it to Jesus and God, then all is okay, because they feel like, oh, maybe if I say I have a mental health issue, then I'll either be labeled by society, be labeled by, you know, the medical system, or et cetera. And I feel like it has so many different ways of looking at mental health, but coming from a place of being certified in mental health and first aid, we talked a lot about, just because someone is going through a form of mental health does not mean that person is crazy, does not mean that that person is experiencing psychotic thoughts, suicidal, or anything. They may be, you know, going through mental health for the very reasons that you mentioned earlier, maybe financial, maybe relationship, maybe even something going on with their career, trying to climb the corporate ladder, or being passed over and overlooked because of the color of their skin. There could be so many different things that can play on our minds where it does affect our mental health as a whole, but does it mean that we are unequipped to live in society? I know that was a lot that I just unpacked it there, so I'll just leave it there just to hear your thoughts around.
everything you said was apropos. I think it's a combination of the two things that you just said, which was the ills of society and religion. Now, that plays a major part in why it's like, oh, if somebody is labeled mentally, you know, they got mentally some mental issue, oh, they're crazy. Stay away from that person. You know, like you said, it gets to a point of embarrassment. It gets to a point of you go into a shell, you know. And it's sad. We got to start somewhere, and that got to be addressed. And I don't always think that medicine is the way to deal with it. Doping somebody up. I think it's I think real counseling with a real certified professional, that you can sit there and really unleash your thoughts and what you're going through and find ways to rectify what the problem is. Like I said, it's easier said than done, but I do think that what you said was very on point. I don't know, to, like you said, the religious people in the masjid and in, the churches across America, they don't really get...
I agree, and I would say not all churches, but another thing that I would add to about the whole mental health aspect of things that I've seen just coming from some of the background training I've had is that if someone goes and they voluntarily go because maybe they need, you know, a mental health crisis intervention and they're just seeking out a paid and trained professional, sometimes when their name gets in the system and they get better, it's hard to take away that association from the system, especially if they do get prescribed pharmaceutical drugs. That stays with them for their entire life, or, you know, their life cycle, even though it may just been a one-time thing where they had like a manic break or something like that. And I've seen where some people feel like, man, I'm well, I'm whole, I don't want to be on these medications for a long time, I need this removed off of my medical record and different stuff, and they have to go to extensive measures to get all of that stuff revoked. But they said all I wanted was just some help based on the crisis that I was dealing with at that time period in my life. And I feel like just hearing some of those stories and just listening to things, it's like, oh, man. And you can never know what that person may feel if you've never walked in that person's shoes. And then they're faced with judgment of maybe their family members or friends. They're faced with the judgment of people in the medical system and all of those things. And then you're like, damn. Like, you know, they tried to do something to get themselves well, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and here they are facing some backlash or something on their record.
That would be systematic.
Yes.
It's systematic. Everybody, it's like, it's sad because it's like, you know, the winners are the people at the top. The losers are the people that actually need the help. You just said something that was so... I know somebody who personally had a mental breakdown or whatever a couple of years ago. They're fine now. But because they had a mental breakdown, they can't even go purchase a firearm. Because they're caught... The firearm people said that they're mentally incompetent to have a firearm. Which is bad. That's sad. This person, family, had a family tragedy. Two of his children died in a fire, and he broke down. That about 4 years ago. He's totally fine. He worked and he's productive person in society, but he wanted to we're supposed to have the right to bear arms. He can't even protect his household because he had a mental breakdown. So you said, once you get in that system, it's like anything else. They get you in that system, and your business is all over the place. Like, for instance, I took a approach, and I seen where it was going. When I got reacclimated with my children when they was three, I took them to see if they had any mental health issues. Oh, he's like, oh, no, they're okay, but I think they need, they could just keep coming. No, they're not going to just keep coming. For what? For what? If you said that they passing all the checks, that they don't have any real problems, but one could arrive, I'll deal with the one that could arrive because I'm the parent. Instead of you trying to put my kids on Thorazine at 3.
Exactly, because that's just ridiculous.
Right. So I thank you for your call. I have another call in queue. Thank you very much for your call. Caller in queue.
Hey, Derek. It's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetheart?
Hey, Jerry.
I'm under the weather, honey. I just wanted to call in and say hello and support you and say Happy New Year.
Oh, man. Oh, happy New Year to you. I hope you get better, Jerry. I know you will.
You're awesome, and your topic tonight is great. I just really can't talk too much, but again, Happy New Year, and I love you, man. You're doing a great job.
I love you too, Jerry. You take care of yourself, okay?
All right.
Thank you. So the young lady said something that was, apropos of this is a big system, and we are tackling a giant right now.
Collecting all breath, dancing with the stars. All right, now we got a caller in the queue. Caller. Caller.
Hey, peace, peace, coach. Can you hear me? Peace.
I can hear you. Peace.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. I know you know, but the ones who don't, my tribal name is Huni Bakatun. My pen and stage name is The Magic Man. Once again, loving your show, loving your content. But there's a double standard that a lot of people refuse to face because everybody don't get the same treatment. Everybody don't get diagnosed the exact same way. And as you notice, especially over here in the shores of one of the greatest countries in this world, America, there's always that double standard, coach. When I notice that when a European commit a crime over here in America, you can find, or they can find, every excuse, 99.9 reasons why someone did what they did, which also opened the door for how they can just conveniently get off. And notice now, there's two incidents that really, really stick out in the forefront of my mind. When you take the latest incident that the guy just recently got off, you can look in his eyes and tell you something wrong with him. But yet and still, they let this guy walk around with a gun, a medical bag on one hand and a gun, knowing that he had mental issues. And as always, they can manage to get off. Because, and here's the thing that's getting me, coach, they're not the only ones who's consenting to how they just get off, commit these hideous acts, and, you know, they can, oh, that's the reason why he grew up, something wrong with him. But what I'm saying, coach, and I'm not saying that Europeans primarily are responsible for the medical conditions that we are. Yes, they do have a lot to do with it. I would even go so far as to say that, especially those that was in control for over 400 years and put a people that was in bondage, according to the scriptures, that a lot of people don't want to, all of a sudden, that's not in there. It was 400 years of slavery, torture, rape, everything that you can imagine.
Right.
And here's something that a lot of people don't get, coach. It's a wonder that you and I, and many other people, right, can even have an interaction the way that you and I are having right now. Did you know that? That's nothing shy of a miracle right there. For some, they say, well, you know, it's religious, you know, because, God or whatever, by the entitlement that they want to say is the reason why we're able to do it. Yeah, I'm not against that, right? But it is whatever you want to call it for us to be able to still exist out of all the hell that we have went through for such a long time. And another thing, coach, we don't get the resources from all over the world the way other people tend to do.
You're right.
For the issues, for all the plight that they went through for so long. And I said it before, and I said it many times before, that 400-year bondage that most of the people, here's the thing that gets me, coach, most of the so-called African-American and other people of the world have embraced one of the three religions. Of course, you know, got Buddhism and Hinduism and all the other stuff, right? But I'm mainly talking about Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The African-American will fuss, fight, and argue over one of those religions, but not one of them have put us back in our glory. I'm not saying it's you know, something wrong with giving acknowledgement to the Heavenly Father and the angelic beings and the scriptures and all that. I'm not against that, right? But what I will say, that none of them have put us back in our glory because, for one thing, they refuse to acknowledge us being the first children of the Most High. And it's not so much what they do. A person like me who have been called to this ministry for over 36 years for the wake-up call, with all of the evidence, coach, we got more than enough evidence to reconvict O.J. Simpson, showing and proving who and what we are before the scriptures. In the scriptures and even out of the scriptures, the African-American refused to grow up. Man, you're talking about a mental issues. That's how they did it. I'm going to leave this for unraveling a mystery. People wonder, how were they able to conquer the first people to ever exist on this planet. And physical, it's one thing, but all the things that are named physically, right?
Right.
But when you break a person's spirit to the point where they don't know who and what they are, where they come from, and here's the thing to get me, Coach, this is so-called 2022, right? You got a large set of people don't even care to know anymore, don't even care to acknowledge anymore about who and what they are. Because if they did that, especially for the religious state of mind, and I always say, go to Bereshit chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, what it speaks about. After that 400-year bondage, you're going to come out with great substance. Coach, how can we come out with great substance if there are people who was in bondage for over 400 years, refuse to acknowledge that? And on that note, I'm going to put that on pause to my show next week.
That's
where
deep.
I speak about a revisitation, right? I speak about a revisitation from the days of old. That's 9:30. I am the host of We Will Aware You. And it's time for the Magic Man to get back on doing what I was sent to do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. That was a Hall of Famer that just called. I get Hall of Famers on these lines. You know, this is how I think this thing popping around here.
No, I'm sorry. No, off the real though. Thanks, Hooney.
So
what's the solutions to our problems in the black community? I know we got all the, I want to say, oh, this is that, that's this, that way, why this, why that, but what are some solutions? So, I am kind of proud of myself and 10 of my friends. We all live in the same community. We create we're handing out, brochures and literature of reasons why we should do this. And I've done it. 10 of my friends have done it. I'm waiting to try to get 30,000 to do it, which is we are no longer empowering all my money out of Wells Fargo. I took all my money out of Bank of America, all my money out of Citizens. 10 of my friends did it too. Because we can't keep empowering these people that don't give a rat's patootie about it. They sit in our community. They take our money. You go in that bank with a bright idea. They're going to say, I'm sorry, we cannot give you a business loan for $25,000. When probably over the last 4 or 5 years, they stole, when I mean stole, at least $3,000 from you in transaction fees and overdrafts. We have to stop empowering these people that don't want to help us. I guarantee you, when we get this Santander down at the corner of my block shut down because nobody is in Santander no more, they're going to start giving out loans. Bobby from Kensington throw a suit and tie on. He's going to come in there, just fresh off Skid Row, clean him up for a day. He go in that bank and they're going to give him what he wants. We've been working all our years trying to be entrepreneurial. And they'll tell us no. Smile on our face. Oh, hey, he just deposited $10,000 in here going right out the back door. Let you go in that bank and you put $200,000 in that bank and say, I want to get my money out. I didn't have a lot, but I had something nice, and they had to fill forms to get my money out. They begged me to stay. I said, I'm no longer dealing with you. I'm not saying give it to any other institution, but we got to stop empowering these people. That's one thing we got to stop doing is empowering people that keep trying to hurt us. It's called making a change. Yeah, it was only 10 of my friends. But I got another 45 people who really contemplating taking their money out these institutions. Our money's not even backed by anything, backed by a promissory note. I promise I won't steal your money. Let you put $1 million in there and then get ghost.
Oh, well, you know, you was only up insured to $200,000. That's all I can give you. Out of your money? This is a joke. Going to these people thinking they stand up upright. No, they're not. I'm going to give you one statistic. The Rothschild family make $1 million a day, every day, just off transaction fees. I'm done. Track, please.
Pump it up, a 1-2, 1-2, a pump it up, now check this out, Rudd. Come on, get some, stop yelling it. I know you like the jam, but his name is still seldom telling it. Simple, because I hide it, but super loving be getting him. Causing the girls to freak the funky dance, and I be kicking them. Point to any girl as I rap, they will be quoting, also scoping and hoping I was a man because I'm doping. Girls love the level, but God say I'm a one record man. So this in your phone, I go back and I double check it, man. Yo, my record's hype, unlike ones that you play a semi. You plan to rock or something fierce? Oh, am I? Pumped to make it jump, so throw my beat on and loop it. Thinking that the lover ain't funky, dope, and you're stupid. I'm still your entertainer, causing you to get down. Bust a soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
Pump it up.
I got your groove,
I got 'em locked. Pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked. Pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked. Pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked. Pump it up. I got your
killing days, my name is AKA Super. Choreographer, freaking the funky dope maneuver. You claiming others rougher, but I don't care about who you know. Super lovers doping, so block off your dime fool, you know. Claiming you're a lover, but girls are still not be telling me. Rushing me like I was a guy, so what is you telling me? Yo, I'm introducing them things I seldom uncover. My beauty's my mark of birth, and my middle name is the lover. So whether I dance or whatever I do sing, girls, I got them locked, plenty the same old routine. No doubt me is a lover, my job is done and I'm being one. Loving every girl, but I'm only liking and seeing one. Super, super, girls, I got them locked into. Every funky party, my jam is on and then rockin' too simple. My entertainment makes them get down, so bust a scoop and rock it pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your.
Yo, don't ever touch a girl owned by me or I ruin ya. Slap you with my mic simultaneously as I'm doing ya. First, I owned one of 'em. From you took some of them. Now my job is flying, position is simply running them. Truth, they call me stupid, hey, call me no other than super lover, see or you see, or super lover man, or either Calente, but here's a brief in reality. He's out in Puerto Rican, but black is my nationality. Pumped to make them jump, and the girls, I owe them a visit. Said I said it's a blizzard, but just what type of blizzard is it? But super is a storm, and the microphone's what I'm speaking to. Maneuvers cause the wind, and the thunder's the beast that's freaking to. Doping up a show and performing, we are in heaven. Super Rudd is doing work, but these funk is doing a dance. And entertaining, hyping up, but causing you they get down. Super Rudd be doing work, but ain't doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove. I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove. I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove. I got 'em locked, pump it up.
I got you. Maybe to your rappers, a language that should be foreign. Cause motivated, positive, funky rap you be barring. Your vocals just be starting for super edits and lyrical. Lines that get them jumping, you're frantic and all the serious. Similar to reaction I get when girls will be listening. To my funky jazz and my picture covers the kitchen. And my super rappers real, and I'm not here to just play. Fans get stupid and I pick a rap to brush your whole mainframe. So every funky jam I get ill on, make sure you hear of it. One, you took your girl, so don't front like you ain't aware of it. I'm your entertainer, causing you to get down. So bust a scoop and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked, pump it up. I got your groove, I got 'em locked, I pump it up. I got your.
1-2, I pump it up. 1-2, 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 1-2, I pump it up. Now come on, get some, stop yelling it, yelling it, yelling it, yelling it.
So my second solution to some of the ills that are amongst us is we have to
police our own communities. We cannot wait for 911. I mean, I don't know how many people didn't listen to Public Enemy when they said it. 911 is a joke. It's a joke. I just experienced the joke of 911. Somebody chastising me about me getting my car stolen. I wasn't here for a lecture. I was here for you to do your job. After I got redirected from county to county to county to deal with my problem. Unbelievable. So we have to now start policing our community. I don't mean, tell them. I mean policing. I mean we have to eradicate those who don't mean our community any good. We have to identify those problems and find a way to get them out of our community by any means necessary. I'm dead serious. Because if we keep any goofballs run around and shoot up stuff and steal stuff and leave chicken bones in front of your house and pee in the back of people's houses, they're going to keep doing it because they're empowered to do it. We need to get out as men. Stand out there on the worst strips, 45 deep as men, and dare these young punks to do anything. They're not going to do nothing. Going to shoot? There's too many of us. We have to start taking control. We can't keep waiting for somebody else to help us. We got to start policing our own community. It's even within your neighbors. Like me and my neighbors got a system. I got a ring. They got a ring. She got a ring. She got a ring. When they get out and go to their car, I'm going to sit here and wait until you go in the house. Hey, watch yourself. It was alert of something that happened. We got to keep each other abreast of what's going on in our community because some of these people just really don't know. I do it. My other neighbors do it. My other neighbors do it. So therefore, we don't have too many problems in our community. And I identify the threats to them. Like, yo, you see them little young boys right there? Yeah, they the ones that's starting all the stupid stuff. They just the ones selling the drugs. Yeah, they got guns and they stupid. Stay away from them. That's the best I could do is take you to stay away from them and watch them until we sit out there on their strip where they're selling 30 deep and make them get away. Go somewhere else with that. One more solution to the problem I see. We got to stop being scared of our own people. I live my life, Milan, London, and Barack, and I'd be for dog if I let any of these fools hurt my family with their stupidity. We got to stop being scared of these young punks, because that's all they is. Young punks. No guidance. They don't mean to do anything. They wake up in the morning thinking about what they're going to do in the morning, like, oh, man, life is good. God, thank me for another day. Oh, boy, let me go get me a nice movie and read a book. No, first thing they're doing is going to smoke some weed, dump some pills, be out here trying to hurt somebody, stealing cars, running in people's houses, and harming old folks. Why is a 79-year-old man getting shot? 79. Why are you shooting a 79-year-old man? Unbelievable. So we need community activists. We need a lot. We need to even be able to say, hey, man, come here, young brothers. I got 10 tickets to the Sixers game. Y'all want to go? Yeah, I want to go. Well, what you got to do is you can't be hanging out on this corner. Well, I'm hearing things. Yeah, I know it's bribery, but it's the sinner's bait. Hey, young brother, you want to make some money? Look, I got a dump truck. You want to work on my dump truck today? It's going to be better than you out here peddling this
crack or whatever you got in your pocket, we got to give them opportunities. I'm not saying turn our backs on them, but the ones that are reachable, that are at the cusp of they can go left and they can go right, but they just confused because they caught up with society, but they're not bad kids. Those are the ones we got to grasp and get a hold of. The ones that's already shot somebody and killed somebody, they done. They don't even know they done in the afterlife, but nonetheless, they done on it. They mean us no good. Those are the ones that need to be eradicated. And I don't mean telling them. There's other ways of eradicating somebody by telling. I don't want to get in depth on that, but I got a whole other theory of eradicating these people that don't belong amongst us. I call Harriet Tubman style. You get them out of here. Gone. Be gone. The worst. So those are, you know, some of the challenges that we are faced with. You know, I'm just trying to create some type of solutions to these problems that we're dealing with. Another solution is, like I said, is not just sports entertainment. How about architectural classes? How about culinary? How about building like Legos? And that stuff teaches some real good qualities. It's not always about, oh, let's go dunk a basketball. Not that I don't say that that's bad. Keeps you out of the way. But there are other stuff that need to be implemented within us and our community besides just sports. Everybody's not going to be making it to the NBA. It's only 446 jobs. And about, I would say, close to 30 million fighting for them 446 jobs. Everybody's not going to make it to the NFL. Percentages, it is what it is. Sports in your life, and you're good, you go to college, or you do whatever you want to do, you go to trade with it. That's great, because the problem is everybody pushing college, but college ain't always the route everybody want to take. It's trade. We need more builders. We need that. We don't need people repping a gang flag and throwing up signs. That was some West Coast crap when we laughed at them. Now it's in every community. Everywhere. We have to now reprogram our children. We got to tell them to look, get off that computer. Get off that computer. Get off your phone. Put that book in your hand. And I want to read the book report. These are things I'm doing with my children. I get them off the devices. Because it creates a whole nother bad aura to you. Keep playing with these devices. It's meant to dumb us down, and that's what it does. Dumbs you down. I felt stupid when they stole my phone, and I only knew about six numbers. When in hindsight, I should know every number by heart in my phone. I'm going to reprogram myself to memorize every number that's in my telephone just in case a scenario happens like this again. Next track by the Hall of Famer, Brother Love.
Now can I get started?
Yeah.
Leave me alone, I need rest. My head's pounding like a drum beater, I'm hot. Like a radiator heater, I need magic to make the pain go. I got trouble in my mind, my rhymes won't flow. So I rub myself until I feel right. Put a rag on my head when I sleep at night. So when I wake up, I'll feel smooth. Just chill all day in a mellow groove. But how can I mellow if my body's cold? I'm sold, need something warm to hold. I fall silent, oh we broke up, man, forget it. Trouble ain't no joking, man, I ain't with it. So I chill on the couch with a 40. Rest my eyes and be 40, cuz
I got to go. You get sick when you hear my material. Your head spin, your stomach gets ill. Wanna take a taste of this ludicrous pill? Well, here's a little sample. Just swallow, directions on the back, boy. You better follow, cause the pill will make you dizzy and whizzy in a mind, but it'll make you sound dope. Say one line, take turns. I say one, you say another. Oops, you dip, send you to the other. But the brother, my son, is the one that I'ma chill with. Why don't you go purchase a ludicrous skill kit? Maybe that'll help you with your lyric technique. For a little advice, educate when you speak. Then your word will be heard, you won't be labeled a nerd. So observe, but don't disturb, cause break it down so yo break it, dope, dope. Now that's how it is. Spring on the beat, tear it up, miss.
Caller in queue.
What's happening?
Hey,
this is my love. I'm calling in from that unheard word, but you're gonna hear it tonight, baby. What's happening, baby?
Oh man, not too much. Just trying to, you know, see what's going on and try to make better decisions in 2022, I guess.
Well, listen, my love. I am Mo Love. The other half of me is Mo Pain, okay? So it ain't no love without pain. So I ain't going to leave that shit out. But feel me on this. 2022 is all about the love, baby. You hear me? It's all about the love. Listen, baby. It's about unity. It's about love. It's about stability. It's about creating our own truth. We can no longer talk about what the world has done to us or what anybody has done to us. It's about what we're doing for ourselves. It's about taking A1 responsibility. You hear me now? There's no love. Listen, Landon, we finna get it right this year. This our year of making things happening. Oh, it's happening, sweetheart. We finna do this, and we doing it together. Like everyone who stand as one. What I mean about that is, on my show, I'm trying to give out this thing on the DNA. It ain't about the family you born into. It's about the family that's created through you. That's truly your DNA. This ON1, Damon Network, and everything that's bringing us together, that's the center of our DNA. You hear me, homie? We trying to create our own family. But within this family, we get to pick and choose. We no longer get what was given to us. We created, homie. So let's make it happen. Let's make something new. We ain't got to take what everybody gave us. Let's make something that worked for us, baby. All the underdogs, everybody that was forgotten about, listen, Linda, I stand for all the underdogs. Let's get it together. This I year, we about to make it happen. They're going to remember the Titans, baby. They're going to remember us. They're going to remember us because we leaving our print. Listen, everything that they left behind, we putting it together and owning it. We creating it, and we making something new. We didn't take them shots, homie, because we need to create something new. We that group. We that one. This is why they chose us. This is why we part of this network. This is why we part of what we do. They need us. Baby, I need you. You need me too. It ain't no me without you. So let's get it. This I year. We finna put our head up. Listen, we finna make it happen. Huh? Who finna make it happen? We finna make it happen.
I like who? That. We finna.
Huh? It's our year, baby. Let's get it. Fuck the pain. This is all about the love. This is about joy. This is about peace. This is about stability. This is about manifestation. This is us. This is why they're hearing us. This the unheard word. This you, that's me. That's us. That's we. Huh? Don't make me pull the poetry out on you, baby. They ain't ready. But it's us, brother. And we part of this. And without us, I mean, this can't happen. So keep doing what you do. And I just want you to know... Hey, I love you, man.
Love you, too. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, man.
Caller and Q?
Before we go out, caller, man, I just love what she just said, you know, because it is all about us. It's all about us. And what more can we say that can't already been said? Because I believe, before I go to the other callers, call us Stay Pat, because I got to play this because it's in my spirit right now. It's yours.
Is equivalent to the adjective best. Now it's time to introduce melodies that can only be stored when the music is ignored. It's yours. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Well, if you had it, would you pawn it?
Hell yeah.
Well, it's yours. DJ Jazzy J.
Maybe a top 10 hip-hop single of all time. We got a caller in queue.
Talking Steve. My money into the
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Can you hear me? How you doing tonight, Coach?
I can hear you. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the show, enjoying the show. Enjoying
Thank you.
Last caller. I tell you, I'm so glad you're back, excited for all that's going to be taking place in 2022. And I tell you, you're off to an amazing start. I'm enjoying the show tonight. I was sitting here listening to it with my mom.
Yeah,
I was
going to
come on and talk. She wanted to say something to Brother O. So, of course, we over here, I've just been sharing it. I'm excited about what we're doing over here at O&E. So I'm just excited that you're able just to be who you are and share how you want to share. So I'm excited about 2022. Again, congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
And whoever wants to say something to me, man, you know, I'm over here just trying to do my thing, man, on the wheels of steel.
Yes, I enjoy your show. I've been listening with my daughter, Angela. And y'all do a great job. I want y'all to keep up the work because y'all do inspire me. And things been going bad in my life. But when I listen to you all on the show, it uplifts my spirit. And I'm so happy. I'm really happy that y'all is here representing us and you all. So y'all keep up the good work. I'm keep praying for y'all and y'all keep praying for me. And I want y'all to know I really, really love y'all in my heart.
Oh, man,
thank
we love
you.
You too. Thank you very much.
We love you too,
thank
Mama.
You.
We love you too. We love you too. Oh, hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother O, for just being who you are and for allowing us this opportunity to be who we are. Again, Coach Derek, thank you for just being who you are and being used on tonight. I love you guys.
Love you too. You have a good night. I want to end my show on this topic, and this topic is just basically common sense. Social media is a joke, and it's fake news. Stuff that you see on this on these social media sites is gold on these sites. It's ridiculous. Asinine. All you see is stupidity. Hey, let me jump off a tree and knock myself on the ground for a like. The stupidity. It's here to dumb you down. And basically, while you're on this all day long, people are implementing laws. There's things happening around you. You so unoblivious. But you sitting here worrying about liking Drake eating some grits. Put it down. I don't mean put it down forever. Just take weeks off. Get off of it. Get the vanity of it. Everybody want to do a live video of them doing nothing. Got a caller in queue.
Right away.
Hello. Yes, hi. How are you, Derek?
My name is Antonia Batts, and my show is called Informational Guru. But I just wanted to say that listening to what you were talking about, there's a documentary done called Women of Movement about the Emmett Till situation, and then something following that regarding the subject matter, Let the World See. In other words, all that had happened. And Michelle Obama, she's making commentary in between. Obviously, throughout history, some people have been studying the situation so closely until primetime TV had allowed all of this to be seen, that you have good people and you have bad people of a lot of different varieties of backgrounds, and to see, let people see the ugly side. So it won't hopefully be any more bad sides in the future, at least it's not as many. But I wanted to tell you about what you said regarding about the fellows, the guys who were somewhat mature, how they, instead of criticizing these younger fellows, they should hopefully reach out in a sense. They don't have to. It's not their obligation. But if they want to criticize them and say, well, they don't believe in doing anything for society, offer them a few dollars to clean up your backyard, sweep your front porch. You don't have to sell drugs in order to see what it's like to add back to society. And that way, if they understand a work ethic, they can hopefully learn that this is how you supposed to operate in society, and you may not become a victim of maybe gunfire because there's a way that people think that getting excitement out of it or not earning your way through life is something that can be done. And there are some women. I can actually say when I was down south, I wish I had the money, but it was a child. She reminded me of somebody like her when I was about 8 years old. She was a relative, a little cousin to a buddy of mine. She wanted to know if, and I didn't catch on at first because I was so busy trying to keep a roof over my head while trying to accomplish my goals in the service and, you know, and also a little schooling and what have you. And right. she wanted me to work. I provided her a few dollars for work, and I didn't catch on right away. I wish I would have seen her when things got a little better in my life where I could have done just the opposite. Believe me, I would turn around if a child offered, she says something like, can I sweep your porch? Can I do such and such? And as long as her mother knows where she's at, no, I don't, wouldn't invite her to my home because you never know, you know. But if I saw that child again, that same, well, not the same child, of course, because he's mature now, but if I knew of a child who is trying to do something right, like people used to do for me, if they see that I came home with a report card that was okay, they didn't have to have ADs or, you know, the best. But the season I tried, they would give me a few coins, and I would show my mother, you know, being proud of it. But people today, you know, a lot of them, they have forgotten what it's like to be a child and have people appreciate you for what you're supposed to, so you can become a better person in society and not do anything that's ethically wrong against other people, or even just be a better person anyway. So I wish what some of these guys, instead of just always being full of criticism, say, hey, listen, I know we're going to offer a good job. Why don't you go down? And, you know, this person will grow into a person who will become a person who might just give back to society, hopefully anyway. But the selfishness of some adults, they don't realize what a negative impact they have on their community and their society and their culture. And instead of being full of criticism, how they say, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So it was wonderful hearing you, Derek. And you have a wonderful night and a wonderful rest of the year. It was good to hear from my little buddy, Mo Love, and, you know, of course, hearing that she's, you know, always trying to keep an upbeat attitude about how life can be. And I look forward to hearing her poetry and her husband's comedy in the future. So you have a blessed night and keep on, you know, believing in your society. And Derek, maybe you'll get your blessings in return while you watch your back and forth. Goodbye now.
I thank you, Antonio. I appreciate you. We got to come in by the Hall of Famer.
The importance of a year, yeah, we're back to work. I took time off, all the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their tracks. Have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hopper, plus the show shocker. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other the swords, and if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cup from my homie, yo, then I lay back and mac and all the rhymes I pack and wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille, cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mop and Glow. That's where he born. Back the second time, but on a different assignment and do a sucker new jack who needs a rap in alignment, cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Curly's on my dock for my dope intro as I glance at the double K microphone wrecker. Sit on my callers, say your mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me Pete, then other slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? What you saying? Putting the heads to bed. Straight out the box, them thieves are jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way, and I'm slaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 89. Because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline. Watch the sunshine, take a stroll. Listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. What I choose and refuse to slack. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, paddywhack, so I won't lack on my solid. Death and his deli at crack. While I'm slaying, music's plain, a sucker is the lane. Battle in the trenches, where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. A kin of blood related, but you could call us cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. The brothers on my dock while I'm kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm housing, you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding. Yo, check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like a R, and our music was whack. Drop the album strictly business and you thought we would fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying? So what you saying? Now, party people, it's time for the exquisite. No knock, knock, who's that? Who's there? Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy wonder. No fouls, no bleeps, no bloops, no blunders. So hot, so you can say I'm blazing. At least the Vanjo says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, for me and P&D like the funky plus couple. I fight fire with fire, that's why most be tired. And when we needed a piss boy, you was high cause you was memorized. But the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, he comes out swinging. Cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why most resign, sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
Yeah, so what a wonderful show tonight. You know, we're going to wind it on down and get into Ngozi time. Like I said, we got to watch our mental well-being out here. We really do. Got to stay on top of some things. And we can't sit around and just wait. 2022 ain't the year to wait. It's better to be proactive than reactive on all aspects of how you're carrying yourself in life. Procrastination got to get out the window. These youth in different ways. See, I'm already on my little crusade of doing certain things within my life and infrastructure to try to make some type of social change because it's pertinent. You got to stop doing stuff that is just, we know it's wrong. Not wrong, moral fortitude, just wrong in terms of earnesty and wrong to, when I mean wrong, I mean wrong that we know we're going backwards. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. My favorite line is he's passed away. We can't be moonwalking out here. We got to be going forward. So if you're moonwalking in 2022, stay away from me. I'm not revisiting nonsense. And again, if you can, use social media to promote your brand or whatever you're selling or whatever the case may be. Don't use it to twerk. Don't use it to just show people getting their heads blown off. Don't use it to just be the ha, 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 funny person, laugh at somebody else's downfall. Use that tool for what it's worth, free promotion and free advertising. And we can get into Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I'm going to sing a song that's near dear to my heart. You know what I mean? Oh, freedom, right? That's the key right there. Freedom. Understanding who you are. I lost a friend of mine almost, you know, more than a year ago. His name was Dewu Scruggs. And using social media to the wrong extent got him killed. What's going on in our community? I heard a whole lot of aspects tonight, whole lot of outstanding commentary. Again, somebody's son or daughter was shot tonight, and no one's marching. Again, someone's daughter and son was shot tonight, and it's about as quiet as I am right here on this radio. We must do better. Stop being cowards. Stand up. And be able to garner positivity and activism for our youth. Stop hiding in your house when violence is all around you. Stand up and be counted. Because the life that you save might be your own. Tomorrow night on these only stations, we come back on with my show, Honeybee Files, of course, and we interview and spotlight one of our own. Mr. Moody Black tomorrow night on the Honeybee Files, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is all of Dudley Ngozi Enterprise, reached, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, all of Dudley Ngozi at Paris, Google Plus, all of Dudley Malia Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Coach's Corner, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele Dying Goes With Mine, gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the coach, Mr. Derek Gibson. You have 2 minutes and 1 second left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
Oh, thank you. Again, I just want to reemphasize and clarify some things. I'm with the youth. I love them, and I'm running amok as they are. They have to be corrected. They have to learn, and they got to learn a trade, a skill. And that trading skill ain't a gun and some crack or weed or whatever you out here doing. That leads you to the other side of being a slave because you're going to jail. Or you're going, you know, six and green. So we got to really get a hold. 2022 is get a hold of ourselves. Just take us, this thing's moving fast around us. Let's just slow down and get a grip of ourselves. We could do that. We could start to win. If we keep falling for the same, you know, matrix they got us in, we're going to keep having the same problems. I'm sickened that I am with, I didn't never think there was a such thing as genocide, but in Philadelphia right now, we are creating genocide. I'm going to leave you with this stat. Over the last 2 years, we've had 1,233 murders. Let that sink in. And I'm out.